collard greens. They are an easy-to-grow, nutrient-rich vegetable, and they've long been a staple for many Southern families, especially African-American families. For centuries, backyard gardeners have cultivated a wide variety of unique collards beyond what you would find in the store, but with fewer small-scale growers left, that diversity is on the decline. NPR's Daniel Wood visited the dedicated farmers reviving these rare varieties before they disappear.
Ira Wallace is holding court in the kitchen of Acorn Community Farm, a cooperative near Richmond, Virginia, where she lives and works.
Usually, at this point, I'll put a lid on it for about 5 minutes and then call it done.
She's busy chopping a bunch of brightly colored collard greens and holds up a particularly vibrant leaf.
It's purple, and the veins are white and purple. They just pop out when you pick them up, and you think, that's got to be good for me.
The 74-year-old is a legend in the American seed-saving community, having worked for over 40 years to preserve heirloom vegetables. Some young seed savers even referred to her lovingly as Mama Ira. 6 years ago, she helped launch the Heirloom Collard Project, a collective of farmers and activists working to preserve and regrow rare collards before they disappear.
You know, and I've grown a lot of collards. Until we started working with this Heirloom Collard Project, I didn't know there were so many collards and so many colors of green that you can get out of one vegetable.
The project holds a growing collection of greens that have been passed down through generations. Some, like Fuzzy's cabbage collard and Big Daddy Greasy Green collard, are named after the people who faithfully shaped these vegetables over their lifetimes. Others, like the henpecked collard or the old-timey blue collard, are named for their unusual shape or color. Wallace credits the rediscovery of many of these greens to Ed Davis, a professor at Virginia's Emory and Henry College who's become something akin to a collard librarian. About 20 years ago, he and his colleagues began driving the back roads of the South, hunting for those rare collards. They'd stop wherever they saw unusual-looking varieties from the road.
We kind of sometimes felt predatory because we're racing around and driving as fast as you can on these country roads before dark.
They'd rush door to door.
I'd be talking to an old lady. I've got her seed now, but I don't want to be mean. She's wanting to give me a fruitcake. Have another piece of fruitcake, and I've got to go look for more seed.
Over the years, Davis traveled more than 12,000 miles, collecting samples from 78 seed savers. He donated the seeds to a USDA seed bank, where they will be kept indefinitely and regrown periodically to maintain the genetics. When Ira Wallace heard about that seed collection, she knew that keeping these varieties in a seed bank wasn't enough. She teamed up with Davis and farmers from around the country to create the Heirloom Collard Project. The goal is to get these seeds into people's gardens and onto their dinner tables. This is an idea that resonates deeply with a new generation of farmers, people like 29-year-old Amira Mitchell.
Seeds are, in fact, living beings, and they need to live, and they need to grow, and they need to change.
I sat down with her at her new farm in rural eastern Pennsylvania. Her farm is called Sista Seeds, and it specializes in producing fruit and vegetable seed varieties developed by African Americans and West Indians. Now, she plans to grow several varieties for the Heirloom Collard Project. One, the Moses Smith Yellow Cabbage Collard, is an African-American stewarded green that hails from the same region of North Carolina as Mitchell's ancestors.
So, of course, I had to grow it. So I'm so looking forward to meeting it for the first time this fall and saving those seeds this following season.
She plans to sell the seeds next year, once this year's crop has overwintered. But she's not just growing the seeds to sell, and she's not just growing them for the Heirloom Collard Project.
I'm growing these seeds for myself. I'm growing these seeds to honor my ancestors who stewarded them. And I'm growing these seeds so that I can be a good ancestor to my descendants.
And when her yellow cabbage collards are ready for the Thanksgiving table this fall, you can bet forebears like Moses Smith would deem her efforts a success. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Wood.